Let's move on to another question. We've got a question now for Max, and this one's from Maria. Do we have some audio for this?
My name is Maria, and I listen to you every week from São Paulo, Brazil. I'm wondering what crying is from the neurophysiological standpoint. What's happening when one's anguished or sad and really feels like crying? Is that different from when we just cry without the option of holding back? Do tears for different emotions or physical pain come from the same process? Thanks.
So, Max, what do you reckon? Why do we cry and what's going on?
So it's really interesting, actually. Crying, as it's found in humans, is actually exclusively only found in humans. And so that's crying with what are known as emotional tears. Other animals have functional tears that lubricate the eye and stuff. But in humans, it's evolved sort of exclusively, as far as we know. It's sort of a communication thing. And, you know, when we began to form societies, without language, it was hard to sort of express your inner emotions. And, you know, you only need to look at a crying baby or infant to see the power of crying in that communicative sense. So it sort of attracts aid, whether emotional, physical or medical. And I think it's become more than that now. It's not just about sort of pain or needing attention. There's very sort of, it's deep-seated with our emotions. So whether or not you can sort of hold it back, I think it is more to do with how sort of strong the emotion is as to an actual sort of neurophysiological thing. But somewhere along the way, our sort of limbic system has gained control over our tear glands, the lacrimal glands, and so now you have this sort of when one can activate the other. But I think the important part of the question is the relief aspect.
Why does a good cry feel so good?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've known for centuries the sort of benefits of a good cry, and there wasn't much, you know, I could find on this. There was a sort of very old study that talked about the excretion of cortisol through tears, but that's sort of since been discredited.
And yeah, it's a bit ropey, I reckon.
Yeah.
Isn't there evidence that you can manipulate your partner's mood through things being exuded in tears? There was a study on ladies' tears manipulating men's moods.
Yeah, well, so it was basically
I just cry and they just buy me things.
Well, it was actually the opposite.
It works, doesn't it?
That study was actually the opposite, and it showed that men were found to be sort of less attracted to women when they had women's tears. I think it was women photos, and they were given sort of their tears and they found them less attractive.
Think what they'd buy you if you didn't cry then.
Exactly. But I think that the sort of why, there's obviously no standard answer as generally in neuroscience, it's all sort of hypotheses. So I've come up with one of my own, and that's from an unlikely source as to why we might feel relief from crying. And it's from laughter. It's a similar thing to sort of laughter. And again, laughter is unique in humans. It's marvelously effective at communicating our inner sort of emotions and also acting as a social lubricant. And in a really fascinating paper by Professor Robin Dunbar, he showed that laughing could actually increase our pain threshold. And he talked about endorphins, which are our sort of body's own painkillers. And he talked about how the act of laughing, which in itself is quite physically strenuous, could lead to the release of these endorphins, sort of similar to after exercise, and thus make us feel good. And I think crying, in some sense, it could be applied to that as well, the release of these endorphins. And that sort of got me thinking about when we're younger, when we're children and infants, we cry through pain, because of pain.
And it might be making us feel better, you reckon?
Yeah, and so because we've sort of conditioned this crying to be associated with pain, generally when our body is in pain, we up our endorphin release. And so maybe into adult life, when one would hope that crying from pain is less so, that maybe that's sort of a conditioned response.
Well, the Max Sanderson theory. We should do some research. You're listening to the Naked Scientist Q&A special with me, Kat Arney.